I just saw something. I know it's changing now. I saw a heart valve. And you have to know about it, or you wouldn't know it's you. I've seen them before, so I know what they look like.
Well, in a vision?
Yeah. Well, what I see now, of course, I get a picture. It's a valve in your heart. And that's what's causing the skipping. You miss a beat and your chest goes, is it going to beat again? So it skips beats and runs irregular. Come on. Uh-oh, watch her. Uh-oh, she's getting healed. Ooh, what do you think saturating you now? Watch that heart. It'll carry you 10 miles on foot at a good pace. In Jesus' name. You know, and He knows how much of that time you're going to give to Him that you're picking up now. No more. New heart, new valve. Okay, you can still come. Somebody went, I should have went. Okay, there can be two. Come. Come. Oh, goodness. Yes. Father, give him a new heart, and a valve, whatever's needed. Give this to him in the name of Jesus now, Father. Now, creative miracle. Now I lay thee down to sleep, counting the baby little sheep. If one jumps on me and doesn't clear the field, I'll get up and make him a good deal. I like lamb chops. I can't help it. I just make myself that up as I go, you know. Why don't you turn sideways like this towards me? Let me see those feet. How are they?
Fine.
Uh-huh. You're walking on top of one heel. Father, in Jesus' name, release it now. Ooh, now it's getting longer. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. It's longer now. Now it's even.
Why'd you do that for? Because I saw it.
Quiero más solo te lo caro, siempre. Toque la tua esquisima.
Incurable.
Something that's not supposed to be able to be cured. It's caused some, like agony, just knowing you're supposed to have something like that, or you did have. But I definitely just got in on a war over something that doesn't have a healing and it'll always give you trouble. So, whoever that is, he wants to change things for you. Well, he's picking on some hard ones tonight. So whatever you have that doesn't have a cure or won't go away or doctors can't do anything about it, come here.
over here, great, over this side. You know, he's been wanting to do this.
Yes.
You'll be symptom free. No more. No more. Jesus. Already starting to leave. No more symptoms. No more pain. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, let your healing power saturate him. He's walking away free. Free. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's only you can do. Let your healing power saturate him by your love. Saturate him. In Jesus' name. Get him. There's a little curvature in there. That always caused pain. Anyway, you don't have to have this anymore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, your healing power is saturating him. Release him. You be healed now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Cure no more deskele chanaka. What's being done. New heart. New heart. Stop the pain so you can pray and get healed. I thank God for it. Sometimes the pain's so crazy you can't hardly pray it, and they can stop it and you can get the upper hand on it. If you condemn yourself for going or something, you might suggest, hey, healing. When Jesus comes, he takes you by the hand where you're walking. You walk out together. He doesn't criticize you. But what I see, I don't see that often. But I hope you're realizing by now, if I see it, it's here. At the prayer center, I'll use that. I'll say, how many times has that person not been there with the thing I described? The prayer center, go, never. They know who pays them. But this is good news. I just love doctors because they stop pain. Like I said, even if you're making a big stand, they'll stop the pain and it just helps you make it. Then nobody likes pain. But thank you. time, isn't it? Who? And they told her she'd probably die from it.
So they said if we just got her out of the hospital. That was Christmas, last Christmas. What did they say?
I saw the fight against death. I was just going to get into it. How many believe she'll live and not die? As the son stands in for the mother. Father, the cancer has to die. It's not in on your plan. It has to die. Jesus, you died under the penalty of that thing. We died with you when we were born again, so I don't have to die from that disease again. I died with it with you.
Yes.
Good healing teaching. Cancer, I curse you. Command you to die and leave his mother's body. Her return to a normal life in Jesus' name. And know who did it. Jesus. Bring her to the church. Bring her to the church.
I just don't know whether I'm called or not.
Oh, really?
I really don't know. Sometimes I think I am. Sometimes I don't know.
You are. You are. I don't see anybody within this age. Somebody is leaving to have a baby and can't. Is that right? You want a child, but you can. Are you in here? I can also recognize. No, I think you are. But I just think you've been disappointed and think this won't work either. Have you heard of Katy Perry? Yeah. Who's heard of her? Is that her name?
Yeah.
She sings for like... Obama was campaigning. She sang at his campaigning thing. She's the daughter of, they couldn't have children. About, I don't know how old she is. They couldn't have children. And in those days, we had quite a few lines like that. Her name's Mary Hudson, Keith and Hudson couldn't have children, so they got in the prayer line for children like the one he's asking about tonight. And Mary got healed. Katie's her daughter. Come on, it's sort of queer, says she If you're afraid of disappointment again, it won't be. And there's only one requirement, marriage. Thank you. Thank you. Haskarasha Mato Glasa Chekia. See, I think you went through this before, and I think you're afraid of a disappointment. How old are you, 80? Come. He's offering it to you. It's your choice. He just needed to talk to you and tell you what he would do. I wanted to badger you out, but he's not letting me. Nope. Well, I don't want to know if I'm not going to have to make you come. It's your choice again. I mean, this time it's your choice. Ah-da-da-da-da-da-bamba. No, no, don't vote it in again. Ah-da-da-da-bamba. That's a song, something like that. Abigail, stay home. She laughs like that in church at me. I come out here and want some respect, and there she is laughing again. No, keep it up. Are you here? I mean, are you going to come up? What if Eve would have said that? You wouldn't be here. I was trying to listen to see if it was part of his plan. Per se, usually, you know, sometime he'll prophesy about a child to come, or and they're already fit in his plan for something. That's why I asked him, you know, if there's a plan on this, if a call on this, or not picking up anything like that. Just somebody couldn't have a child when they wanted one. And you still do. But you just don't know. Oh, this anointing's on me anyway. Would everybody that was healed of anything in this whole meeting stand to your feet? And the whole meeting, all of them put together. Fourth of the crowd. You don't hear about that in Pentecostal circles anymore, hardly. Fourth of the crowd healed, especially a small one. Big cross-section cloud has a whole lot of sinners and people that don't know anything about the stuff. And usually, they get targeted, you know, they're unaccountable. Most of us in here are pretty accountable. And when He can move and heal us of things that He's wanted to, it's really quite the miracle when we sit with that pain day by day. And know quite a bit of the Word that He gets through. He'll heal you if He can. Every time. So won't you raise those hands for a minute? Rest of you join them and stand up if you will. It's left you got kids laying on you. Lift those hands up, and I want to thank Him with all my heart for what He's doing here. I don't take it lightly, and I never will. He paid such a price for you. You are a child that is loved. Realizing that is a revelation in itself. You wonder, why didn't I have faith in the past? When you start gauging that love He has for you and it starts manifesting, what was wrong with me before? Walking out some religion or something? Are you really my Father? He is. He's as close as the two fishes, five loaves, fed a multitude with. You're walking with Him, all the needs supplied as close as He is. He didn't have to go anywhere to put that together. Wanted to go to the boat, He walked on the water. A storm came, He stopped it. The works I do, you'll do also. Right, right. Yes, right. Even now, his healing power, he said, is flowing. Even now, as you're standing here, just worshiping him. And why is it? Because it's here and it can. It can flow. Because it's here. So go on, don't stay the way you are. Change. Get healed. Even take the pain away or any resident disease that thinks it's going to give you a bad time the rest of your life. You can forget that. I got too much to do. Before this is over, we're going to have another line. I mean, these meetings. Another line. A couple of them may be up here to pray for everything. I mean, how many's been healed already? Wave of it, anything. My God, it looks like a windmill out there. So we are. We're going to. We'll have some lines up there. We'll have a lot of things. Last night, the boy came in after the people was gone wanting prayer. Should have seen him when the Lord healed him. That shock was worth about $200 or $300. God shall protect us. I don't know what the hesitation is. Wait a moment. Remember all that he's done with emotions and devils, and just this week, ones that try to kill people, other times this and that. A lot of people's already got free. He told me to tell you, he heard you. You're looking for a job. He's going to help you. A good one. You'll know. Yes. Yes. And you're here, and he said, you talk a lot about the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues. Yes, I do. And if you don't speak with tongues, you just come up here. Let him fill you. And you will. Tonight was a little different. They should be. I couldn't get past his love. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I can't speak. I'm born again, but I haven't experienced that speaking with tongues. Now's your minute. Come. 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 Okay, let's get up. What do I have to walk down and say? Pray in tongues. Now you pray. Now you pray. Check you all out, do I? Huh? Get a muscle, get a chidia. No, I don't have to. Bronx doing it for me. Come on. We got speakers and catchers. Okay. Yeah. Oh my, they were escaping to the front row and I almost grabbed all of them. Come on up. In the right here is good. Look, we're going to add this many more tongue talkers to the planet. The rest of you, as you're seated, why don't you pray under your breath in the Spirit and start a river up. Just pray under your breath. I saw him sitting over against the wall. He took a little healing there. He got a little healing, didn't you? And his eyes got as big as sewer lids for a minute. He grabbed his arm and looked at it. Jesus, I want you into my life. I want to be born again. Thank you for giving me that life, that new nature now. You be saved. You be born again now. In Jesus' name. Ooh. Now you're going to get filled with the Holy Spirit. You hear us talking in tongues and interpreting and things. When the Holy Spirit steps inside of you, now you have a new nature, so He can. He steps inside, the first thing he'll want to do is pray for you. And so that's some tongues that's been coming out of me. There's a prayer language of that too. So when we pray, you know, and these guys are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak with tongues, and then you'll find out too when you yield over that that language will come up out of you too, because the Holy Spirit carries it with him. So you're ready, huh? Get the ladies ready, helpers, and be filled, both of you, to speak with tongues. Okay. You don't? Do you want to? You don't? He kind of expected all of us to. Okay. She says, I wish I knew more about it, huh? It's okay. You? What?
For healing?
Healing? Oh, okay. Father, they've come up to ask those who have for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and in particular, the language that goes along with it. So fill them with the Holy Spirit now. Now, receive the Holy Spirit. For that, I give you the glory. Hekaresa, Morakremis Kurasa, be filled. Receive. Look at that. What do you think's doing that to your lips? You might as well speak that out. He's shaping those words. He's about to speak. Don't stop. Receive now the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Be baptized in Jesus' name. That's him. Your chin, your tongue, they'll start quivering in things because God starts forming those words in your mind and your tongue picks them up. Come over and stand with him. Just keep praying. He's starting to quiver a little. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Receive. Come on to him. The Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. That's him. Orakraska, that's what's shaping those words. Open that mouth and let them begin to come out. This is how I got filled. Stay with him. He's shaping his mouth, he's shaping him, he's beginning. Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing his eyes. If I look good, I always did, you know. Yes, he's doing something. So could he meet him? Can I sort of get a sip all but thank you, John, the mother of Jesus. His eyes. What? Okay. Die, cancer. I curse you to die in Jesus' name now. You can't stay in here. Die. First thing you'll feel is the pain leaving. See, you'll go, whoa. He's here. I just got him at his cigarette, Chile. The grand of a beautiful romato, get it, see. Okay. What do you want? What? Tongues? You do? Okay. I guess I'm out of it. What does she want? Oh, you do? No? What? Every time he did that in the book of Acts, they baptized them, they spoke with tongues. They did. So, you know, that it could be he wants to do it now, but he'll still fill you. And at the process of a little time, but the thing is, don't stop. He's got a lot more than that for you. Could have a call. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Father, she now knows it. Tongues goes with that. Be filled. In Jesus' name, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Saying,
well, I want to be healed of my addiction to the world and to the flesh.
Okay. That's a tall order, but he'll do. He wants to help you in that. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for setting him free. He wants to maintain that freedom from the flesh and different things. So do this for him in Jesus' name. Show him, train him.
Yes.
And for that, we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. I looked for a person up there and couldn't find them. Has anybody ever had an esophagus that hurt when you swallowed? her head. They hurt. Your feet hurt. And what else? Your head. What would you do if it quit? Pain. Go in Jesus' name now. Now. No more pain. None in your feet. None in your head. You should see that grin. I've seen him put teeth in even. Whole mouthfuls. Gold. Brazil, he did it on the air. A woman's brother got big gold fillings all over. They had rotten teeth. She went on the TV to testify for him. My sister. She was my interpreter. So I said, look, in these meetings, her brother got his teeth filled, and I'll let her tell about it in Portuguese. Because she could do a good job. She went on for a little bit, and they stopped and said, this really happened. And I said, yes. They said, how could that be? I says, because, you know, why would Jesus heal everything else and leave your teeth out? They needed some. And I said, besides that, the path to the cross is as sovereign and finished as the cross itself. You get on it. It'll take you to everything it has every time. And I can teach you how to get on it. This was the host of the TV program. And then people begin to call in that their teeth were getting filled when they were in their houses through the program. We're going to pray for teeth before we leave Friday, shouldn't we? Okay, bring me a Texan steak out here. Do
you eat animals?
Yes, I do. You a vegetarian? Depends on whom I'm with. Get it so loud. About turn you loose, and then I get a little hesitancy. I kind of enjoyed today. You let me talk about that love a lot more. See, that had been a year. Last time I came here, I was talking just about that 10th story experience, right? About 1 year ago, I was here coming to your church. We were riding along, and that's when I said, if you got odds against somebody, you can forget answered prayer. And he goes, oh, we're going to have a time, aren't we? And I said, but I told him about that visitation from hell, because it was about 1 year ago. They were on assignment to stop to cross that barrier, which in history obviously seen people do it. And once they went across that and got baptized per se in that love, that I can't even find words yet. Evidently these people gave him a run for his money. So he knows to stop it now. That's what those were doing. But they failed. This has not been very long ago at all. So I can hardly wait to see what's going to happen. But I do know it's another step into a revival that's going to shake things. That I know. So, when I say this, I'm not just talking.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
It's been my pleasure serving you from his table.